and I've been entranced by it ever since. So I've got some stories to tell. Tell me yours, please, on 0207 224 2000, which is what Daniel in Harpenden is about to do. Hello, Daniel.
Morning, Robert.
Good afternoon, mate, technically.
Yeah, day's flying by.
Yeah, so how old were you when this first occurred?
I was 1976, so I was 18.
Right, well, we're about the same age then, mate.
Yeah, I'm 50 next Tuesday.
Well, you're an old fella then. I've got until next June.
All right. Yeah, we were up there, our first trip into London, me and my best mate.
Yep.
And we strolled into Soho, probably by mistake. And I think we were on the corner of Rupert Street, and I stood on the corner and waited. He went up to find probably where we were trying to look for. And we both had sort of black leather coats on.
Right.
Collars up. And all of a sudden, I just started to notice these girls sort of in the windows, looking down, sort of shouting things at each other. And then I cottoned on that they actually thought we must have been the filth.
The police.
So I'm sort of talking away to my lapel as if I'm talking to somebody. And these girls are like pointing and shoving. And after about 10 minutes, one of the girls walked down there and basically told me to do one. If I was filth, which I told her I wasn't, I was just waiting for me, mate. I was now shaking in me boots.
Well, you say you was terrified of these girls?
Oh, goodness. You know, I mean, I hadn't seen anything like this in my life.
Where did you come from?
Well, I'm a Luton boy.
Right, so this didn't happen in Luton, I trust.
Well, some of the areas that it did, I wasn't, I wasn't privy to them at that age.
And what happened in the end? Did you just slink away? Or?
Well, my mate came walking back down the street, oblivious, and he said, what's going on, I said, I've just been told to do one by, I think these are prostitutes. He says, why? I said, well, they shouting at me, and I'm talking into my collar as if I've got a phone. And he went, yeah, come on, we'll play on it. So he's gone across to the other side of the road, and we're, like, talking to each other, like... And these girls are shouting and pointing. And
I'll tell you what, you were lucky that it was just the girls, mate. If some of the guys had got involved...
Oh, goodness, I would hate to do it today, the size of these Russians and Poles and that.
Well, I wouldn't be doing it yourself, Daniel. So there you go. That was Daniel with his first story. Crackers was definitely the corner of Wardour Street, and the DJ was certainly George Power, says Colton, and that's absolutely correct. What was that club called? You had to get a lift. It was on the corner of Maird Street. Someone will tell me on 0207 224 2000. And I want your stories. But we're going to be getting stories in a minute from Clayton Littlewood, because he's written Soho stories as Dirty White Boy.
Hold it.
Al Green and No One Like You. You're listening to the Robert Elm Show on BBC London 94.9 FM. And I said that Soho has lots of stories to tell, and the man sitting opposite me has been telling some of them. He has a book out. It started off as a blog, and now it's a book, Dirty White Boy Tales of Soho. And it's the tale of running a shop and living in Soho. And the person who told it is Clayton Littlewood, who's here with us now. Clayton, welcome to BBC London.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Rob.
Why did you first start kind of recording all of this stuff?
Well, I always thought that... I've always kept diaries before, and I joined MySpace about the same time that I opened the shop. So I started to post these little blogs really as just diary entries. There was no intention of writing a book. I was just very fortunate in the fact that an American publisher was reading these blogs, and they said it reminded them of Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City. And they said, you know, could we offer you a contract and publish them? So I think the reason it was so easy for me is that I was just writing a diary, really, of all the mad characters that were coming in the shop every day.
So you were working in the shop and you were living in Soho as well. You're living beneath the shop.
Living beneath the shop.
And beneath a brothel, I believe.
And a brothel above us, yeah. So.
And was it as colourful as one might imagine?
It was very colourful. In fact, the first week we moved in, there was a leak from the brothel above. And, of course, we had all this expensive clothing below us and water dripping down the walls. So I... you know, went upstairs and banged on the door. And the girls were really apologetic. They said, look, really, really sorry, but we obviously have to take quite a few showers. there's a leak. And they said, can we offer you one on the house? And I thought that was really neighbourly. It was, a lot different from a cup of sugar, isn't it?
Absolutely. Was it ever scary?
That we had 10 gang attacks while we were there. 10 gang attacks. And we had to fight back each time because I think if you give in to it, you're seen as a pushover.
Right. And was this people who kind of... Because although Soho, people talk about it being a village, there are a lot of people who know each other, aren't there?
Yes. I think the best time to go to Soho really is Sunday morning because you see it then as the village it is and all the locals are out and, you know, you get to know all the local street bums or homeless and, you know, they became our friends and they were popping in the shop. We were giving them old clothes and... In fact, it became a bit like an Oxfam, from a designer shop to an Oxfam shop. We ended up with more homeless people in the shop than actually our customers. So.
Were you welcomed into that village very easily, or did you have to earn your spurs?
I think we had to earn it a bit first. We were the new kids on the block, and, you know, that shop was quite a notorious spot on the corner of Old Compton Street and Dean Street. But, of course, it's an iconic spot. You know, you've got the Colony across the road.
Yep.
Where I just had my book launch, funny enough.
I hope it's saved because it's such a wonderful space.
In one way, I kind of think, wouldn't it be nice if it goes? My book launch will be the last thing held there. It's probably not a nice way of looking at it. And you've got the French house, which had the French Resistance Party's headquarters in the Second World War. Francis Bacon, Lucian Freud, Quentin Crisp all used to go around the area. So it's got so much history. And
is there a danger that Soho has become too popular, too many tourists, too...
I think the danger is the sky-high rents and business rates, and I noticed they've knocked down a lot of the brothels in Peter Street, and I think Soho without sex would be, I don't know, like the Queen with no knickers. You couldn't imagine it, really, could you?
No, it's not. It is meant to have that, isn't it? It is a red-light district, and people not acknowledge that and know that.
Well, I think that, you know, people are under this illusion a lot of the time that a lot of the prostitutes are... forced into it. Now, the girls that we met who became good friends love their jobs, and they've got madams who look after them. They're away from the pimps.
I'm sure that's not the experience of everybody, but it
is. Not everybody, but in Soho, it seems to be a well-contained. The police know about it. They don't intrude. And there's been sex in Soho. It's been the centre of the sex industry for 500 years.
Yeah.
And that's what we love about it. And I think if you try to... get rid of that, you end up with another extension to Covent Garden. And I like Covent Garden, but we don't really need another, do we?
No, Covent Garden's for the tourists and Soho's for us, is what I always think of, rather. I know the shop's gone now. Do you miss it?
I don't miss the stress of it. Like I said, we had gang attacks, we had leaks from the brothel, we had Thames Water digging up the street for 6 months. And of course, the economy was just... it just knocked us for six. So I don't miss the stress of having a shop. What I do miss is all the people we got to know who were reading the blog, who were coming in. And I started to do this column in the London paper called Soho Stories. And we're getting so many people coming in. In fact, one homeless guy came in and said to me, I slept on you last night.
What?
which is a first for
it. It is a very tolerant. Are there still many kind of families and children and
there
stuff?
There is. There's, like you said earlier, there's a school there in between two brothels. I think it's on Wimmill Street. And it's the centre of the film industry, media, sex industry, gay community arrived there in the 80s, Italian community. I don't think there's another street like Old Compton Street in the whole world where everybody seems to get on for the most part, apart from the Admiral Duncan episode a few years ago. Sure. It's such a cross-section of sexualities and nationalities, and everybody bonds really well.
Did you get much sleep?
Well, funny enough, down below the shop, there was no windows, rats running around, water dripping down the walls, but we couldn't hear anything. But, of course, you come outside and suddenly, you're attacked by Dagenham Hen Knights.
Yeah, I'm not sure the Dagenham Hen Knights should really be in Soho.
No, some of the Stag Knights we didn't mind keeping, but it does get a bit much, some of those... the Hen Knights, they just take over sometimes. But, it's for everybody, that street, so I shouldn't... knock them coming around.
Absolutely not. There are some fantastic stories in Dirty White Boy Tales of Soho. What are you going to do now? How are you going to keep blogging?
Well, I've done like 4 book readings so far, and this is going to be a play. It's going to be out at the end of the year, hopefully, and I've got a couple of TV companies scouting around to do a documentary on it. I've just signed a contract and hopefully a TV series. So.
Well, good luck to you. It is a cast of characters, of that there's little doubt whatsoever, in Dirty White Boy, Tales of Soho by Clayton Littlewood.
In fact, I think the thing about it, because they're all real characters, if you go down to Soho, you'll probably recognise a lot of them.
No, you
people.
Will. Yeah, absolutely. I think some of them have been on this show. It's 12:30. It's time for the news headlines.
Official figures show inflation fell last month for the first time in more than a year. The Consumer Prices Index, the government's preferred measure, stood at 4.5%. That's down from 5.2% in September. New measures to protect children at risk are to be introduced following the violent killing of 17-month-old baby P in North London. Every area of England is to be covered by a children's...